Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We've got some paparazzi in the building because we've got Crypt Amnesia in the studio, and they're all dressed up for the gig, man. It's like a show here. They straight up treating it as if they're like live on stage. I love this, man. Full on. In character, in or maybe this is just an everyday thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We just got here from the lab.
There we go. Nice. Crypt Amnesia. Let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is or what you're known as and what you do in Crypt Amnesia.
This is Chaos. I play guitar, lead guitar, and rhythm.
I'm Ticker. I am the singer.
I am Hecate. I am backup vocals, half sing, and a bit of theremin.
I am Professor Hex, and I don't remember what I do.
I love it. Okay, so Hecate and Ticker, last time we had you in studio, we did a little bit of promo for Band Wars.
Fuck.
So yes. Let's talk a little bit about that first before we jump into Crypt Amnesia. What's up with Band Wars, guys? You guys have some new episodes coming out. I believe you guys were filming some stuff on Loud Local Fest. Is that right?
Oh, yes. We were very, very proud to host at Club Hectic the Loud Local Fest. Like, we are starting off season two, actually. We're in the midst of filming now. And one of the key episodes we want to do is really Seattle-based and highlight some of the badassery and the cool things that happen here in Seattle. And what's better than KSW? So
there we go.
Wide Only, as we all know and love, Mr. Wide Only, approached us and was like, hey, man, you know, we need a really rad venue. We were running Club Hectic at the time. We're like, dude, oh, my God, we got two stages. Let's do this thing.
Let's make it a party.
The beer is sold down the road. Let's go, man. Yep. And it was rad. So cool feature episode.
That's awesome.
So definitely keep your eye peeled for that. But we're in season two right now.
I heard you guys had an awesome stage manager for...
Oh, yeah, Mr. Professor Hex here.
I heard it was you, I think.
Yeah, so keep your eyes peeled and ears peeled. Probably within the next year, we'll be releasing the second season on Amazon.
Oh, and it's great. Everyone's in it, man.
Kevin's in it. Wait till you see the footage already, like, that we captured from
the
that.
Ted Smith is in it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's in it, man. It was... good stuff.
I know. I don't want to say too much to like give any hints away, but it was really cool.
It was tasteful, though. Everyone was having a good time.
Sounds like a love fest for Seattle.
I love it.
Yeah, we could, like Kati said, it couldn't be an official Seattle episode without KSW.
No, that's awesome. It really couldn't, especially with like rock and roll and the music. I mean, with Loud Local, everything. I mean, you guys really embody that. To do with Band Wars, so it was like, duh, where's KSW?
There we go. I'm glad it was perfectly fitting with the scare about the possibility of what could have not happened.
Totally.
Like, right at the end.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was a great like last big bang
last
before we had to close it.
Oh, it was the best.
It was really expensive. It was on that industrial road. You know, Tony's V's, for example, has all that foot traffic. We didn't have that. So that's kind of what killed it. But I'm glad that we got to have one big party. Did you have fun?
Yeah, man. That was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Yes.
That was good.
That was rad.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this because spooky season's officially started.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Tony V's Shocktoberfest, October 26th. And if you want to go a little bit before that, at the Airport Tavern down in Tacoma, October 12th. And I got to say, I went and saw MXPX at the Airport Tavern.
Oh,
have you guys seen the Airport Tavern recently?
Because
no.
Redid it. Yeah. It is, I mean, it's like a mini show box. It's nice. It's so nice. The venue is so banging. Like, the lights are awesome. It's super pro. They tore out the business next door, and they took over that space, so now it's a fully functional, really awesome venue.
It looks big and rad.
It's
big
and rad. Yeah, I've seen pictures. I was there before they did it, but I haven't been there since. But, like, the pictures, it's just, like, it seems insane. And it's, what, like 30 minutes away?
Yeah. Our good friends from Murder Weapons reached out to us. So it's their gig they're putting together, and they got the Maxwells playing as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, the spooky also is good with the Murder Weapons. So
So this is your season, right? Spooky season. So tell me a little bit about let's get the full story of Cryptic. You know, we did the band wars, but I want to focus on the band now. Let's go around the room. Tell us, you know, or actually whoever wants to jump in. The origin story of Cryptamnesia. Who's got that story?
That would definitely be on Ticker here.
Yeah. Okay, Ticker.
Start with the origin. Because he's the mastermind behind the plan here.
Let's hear it.
The rest of us are just tagging along for the
horrific
ride.
You know? Oh, stop. Okay. I'm blushing. So I left a prior project, and I've always wanted to do industrial metal.
Mm-hmm.
So I found some people, lost some people, found some people, lost some people, and we finally have these guys. I think this is like the all the ones that stuck around and wanted to like are very devoted to it. Everyone here right now, Chaos, Professor Hex, Kate, we're all gonna do some pretty cool stuff. The concept, it's mad science meets industrial metal, so it's trying to stick to that like steampunk feel, you know. And you got the categories in steampunk, you got Victorian, mad science, and post-apocalyptic, and I think we're trying to find that spot between mad science and post-apocalyptic.
That's what we're sitting right now.
Yeah, and we have a curse with drumming. We had our drummer pass a while ago, Mikey Gilchrestius. And ever since then, we have just had the hardest time finding a drummer because everyone's got, I think Dylan Bennett's in like 10 bands.
Yeah,
if you're a drummer in the Northwest, you're probably in 6 to 7 to at least bands.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, and
a drummer worth your salt anyways.
Yeah, exactly. And we require a very professional drummer. We need a click track, you know, he needs to know how to go at all that stuff because we have a lot of back stuff because that's all the industrial stuff, the synth and all the cool random sounds. And that's we're very theatrical, you know. We're trying to do some more stuff on stage, Tesla stuff, Sparks.
We have a whole new action that we're going to be bringing out and presenting too. It just hasn't really worked out yet with complications.
Yeah, so, okay. Typical mad science. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Typical.
It's a struggle.
He's in the lab. He's figuring it out.
Cryptamnesia, but it's going to be new and improved.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So really,
we got turntables.
We got turntables. Yeah, get a little.
It's all about the show.
Yeah, it's all
nice.
Yeah. So we've made some adjustments. We've just kind of hit a rut where we're going through some members that couldn't stick around long enough.
Sure.
So we made this adjustment. Now we have our drummer is a robot, and it's probably going to stay that way until.
Fair enough. Hey, a lot of industrial groups have done that to much success. So
100%.
Right, right. And the great thing, though, is we did some studying with, like, you know, checked out. Do you know who Mick Gordon is?
Yeah.
Love Mick Gordon. I love all of his stuff. And we're kind of going that way with it. Really heavy, really synthy.
Cool.
And with our new, we did a photo shoot tonight. And what we're doing is we got some really awesome people interested. We were able to get the attention of Napalm Records.
Yeah.
Sumerian Records and the original drummer of Saliva. I don't remember his his deal at the moment, but Beautiful Skeletons and I think Innocence Torn is on them as well. So we have some people listening. So we're right in the middle of putting together our next album together.
Great.
To make that happen. And so Halloween's our month, so everyone wants to hit us up for spooky stuff.
Totally.
We get booked out October pretty quick, like back in like September, August. But yeah, so I think we're just we're really excited to hit the ground running. Some more videos, some heavier music, and some cool people listening.
Oh,
and
then, it's going to be a little bit heavier.
Well,
if I got anything to say.
Corey, Chaos here has been one of the guys that have been sticking around through all the BS. He's been there for all the change up.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
We've done a lot of, I learned the songs, and then I taught the songs. And then I taught the songs. And then I taught the songs. And now we're back to just, okay, well, let's go ahead and just write some new songs.
Totally.
So yeah. I'm excited for this portion of our journey because it's been a long time coming.
Right on. Yeah.
And then, we forgot one show.
We did?
Out of character. Me and Corey over here, we're with Burnout Productions. We do our own little thing. Every year we do a show at Tony V's. In December, called Wing Fest.
Oh, that's okay. Right. We're doing
and
that.
We sell pounds and pounds. Last year, we sold 400 pounds of wings.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of that money. There's going to be six to seven bands.
Where does he donate that money? I don't remember.
What?
To more wings.
Oh, no, it's a toy drive.
Broke the window. Somebody broke out the front window because they got 86.
With one of the wings.
It's it's also a toy drive rocks. For Toys for Tots.
Okay.
Yeah, Toys for Wing Tots. Fest. So
okay.
We got a couple of bands on there. So far, it's Crypt Amnesia, mine and Corey's other band, Burn Through Life.
Chaos.
Virginia Street Revival.
it was Corey.
Josh Kane.
Yeah.
Tremora.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to get a couple other ones.
Well, that's right. So we're on that as well.
December 7th, Tony V's Wing Fest.
Wing Fest 8.
All right.
You you purchase a ticket, you get a free basket of wings.
There you go.
Nice. Booyah. Bring a toy, you get $5 off.
Nice, nice.
Now, and back to Crypt Amnesia.
No, it's good. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, it's been correlated.
Yeah, so, it was good. It was good. And then Kate here has been through a lot of it too, obviously, because she's my wife. And then I've been asking her to join the band forever because she's a phenomenal front.
What did it finally take?
I think she just gave in.
Everybody else to get fired.
Hey.
No. True. I was with a prior band at the time, and
not worth naming.
Yeah, they were very much don't sing with other bands, no guest vocals kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, I respected that. Sure, absolutely. Boo. And, my husband wrote me a song. And, no one's ever wrote me a song like me. Are you kidding? And he wanted me to sing a verse on it. And how can you say no to that? So, of course. And they can eat a bag of ass. I'm going to sing the song. But I was like, I don't want to be an official member because I just didn't really want to rift. But then eventually we parted ways, me and my old band. And I was like, all right, well, I don't want to just, sing with you guys. It'd be really cool to, like, bust out some theremin. And I love collecting very odd instruments, more special effects instruments so much than you could say instruments. Like, I have this really cool water phone thing. So I was like, dude, let's play some theremin, dude.
It's very fitting.
Like, who plays theremin anymore? And they're mad Sheldon. Science. And it's like, I have one. Let's... do that. So I was like, all right, I'm done with these guys. And so I don't have to deal with the drama. And hell yeah, I'll come sing with you guys and play some shit. And the rest is history. Here I am.
They're going to be playing Airport Tavern in Tacoma on October 12th. And then Tony V's up in Everett for October 26th for Shocktoberfest. So Shocktoberfest. So, okay. So Crypt Amnesia, on Halloween, do you guys actually dress up in costumes or do you guys just show up as... Crypt Amnesia.
That's on Halloween. I show up as my person,
or do you just dress up like normal people?
That's interesting.
Yeah,
you said that.
Your costume
is just like. I have thought about doing that. I have thought like just showing up in like pajamas or something.
No, dude. Oh my god. I think you just like
a
open
business
a door.
Suit.
Yeah, business suit tie. That's what I was going for too. Or like Corey, you could finally bust out the full suburban dad.
Suburban dad.
We played. Yeah.
Suburban dad. Corey, Mr. Chaos here has an alter ego.
Okay.
Yes, it is suburban dad.
And Band Wars. So everyone in the band here is. Cast members and Band Wars
awesome.
As well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We played the rad. Central.
Totally
when did we play the Central last year, year before?
I just remember we played it.
We played the Central and there's a bar.
No, you put on a great show. We just gotta we gotta make stage plots because the sound guy always look at this thing like, "Are you kidding me?"
I am gonna be taking over the drum riser.
Okay.
So nice. I have a huge monstrosity of a floor plan.
Okay.
That is gonna be rad.
Yeah, send that to me so I can make just make a stage plot. Yes. But now we're really cranking it up. We're really excited.
I handle all the samples. I'm gonna handle all the backing tracks.
Turntables.
Handle all the.
Yeah, you
a lot of the theatrics, and I try and make it comical. I like to be a brilliant mad scientist who cannot implement anything correctly.
Sure.
Sometimes I can't really actually tell if you're mad at the thing you're hitting. Or
no,
not.
I'm always pissed.
Okay. It blends because I can't tell. Like,
yeah, no.
Wait, are you the Incredible Hulk?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
He's a Viking. I'm the Incredible Sulk, bro.
He's the Viking, remember?
I'm the Viking.
The Viking.
Awesome. What are some of your favorite venues to play?
You guys? Oh, Tony's all day. Tony's,
well, before it closed, Louis G's.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But Tony's all day, man.
But Tony's all day.
Tony's all day. Tacoma's an amazing place to play. I love the crowds in Tacoma.
I like the Real Art down there in Tacoma.
Real Art's great. Yeah.
Yeah. I've played quite a few shows.
Oh, but it's all ages,
Pig was
too.
Fun.
Yeah.
What was
Plaid
that?
Plaid Pig is fun.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Plaid
Which
Pig
is now Overkill Lounge.
Yeah,
is what it's
yeah.
called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The last time I played there, they're like, all right, you're done. Go put your shit back, stuff back in your car. And I was like, I'm not putting all my gear in my car and leaving it on the street here in Tacoma. If I put my stuff in my car, I'm leaving.
Yeah, you hear gunshots, right? Gunshots in the background.
I actually really liked the High Dive. I played
that's
that
a
once.
Cool place. Yeah,
it was just we played it right in that awkward time when people were just allowed to come out again for COVID. So
yeah.
No one was there, but I did a lot of Steve-O shots.
Honestly, last October we played with Wednesday 13 and Gemini Syndrome.
Wow.
At El Corazon.
And Gemini Syndrome loved you.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't like
they
come to us
free,
as a band and say, hey, will you
VIP
come and
pass?
Yeah, they didn't come up to us and say, like, they looked at him and it said, you're
the drummer of Gemini Syndrome hunted me down in the bathroom and gave me a VIP pass. He's like, dude, you're metal.
Wow.
Like, cool. So I went and hung out with all those guys. It was fun. That was probably validation.
All right, they VIP pass in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, they swooped him up.
That's saying something.
Gone.
Nobody wants to go in there, even
Marcus,
to use it.
I think you can actually sit down in that bathroom stall and people won't be able to see you.
Thanks. Nobody knows unless they've seen me. But now
that's an awkward bathroom stall to go in because, like, it's just like the height of it is.
People walking in, you're like, sup, bro?
Yeah.
I'm like crapping and I'm looking at a man.
Tony V's doesn't even have a door on the ship.
Tony V's doesn't have a door?
Yeah, I will say, I love Tony V's
stall.
I love Tony V's.
No, it's not only that there's no door, but it's literally a chain link fence. And I asked him once, I said, why would you do that?
Drugs.
You know, why would you do that? And you know what he said? He said, well, if nobody, like, you know, takes an S in here, I don't have to worry about cleaning the fence. And I was like,
you know, there's a benefit to those open stalls. Like, you throw gang signs, they will turn away.
I'm staring at more people in the eyes than anywhere taking a crap at that place.
He punched you in the nose.
Like, straight up.
Okay.
I can't say that. Blame him.
He's like, I love him so much.
Is this an allegation? Are we allowed to air this?
Yeah.
Yes, you may.
Oh, Tony's like,
Tony's
own.
Like,
oh,
Josh Keane was standing right there, and so was Terry from Jamora. They're all witnesses.
What's going on here?
Wait, what's going on?
He's got the receipts.
Oh, nothing, dude. He just loves
He's
the
got
mess.
The receipts.
I not right this second because business is slow, but I host karaoke on Wednesday nights, Tony V's karaoke.
nice plug in
with your garage in Everett. Mike.
So I've been hosting there for about 4 years. So he loves to run his mouth, and I love to run it right back. So
Tony's great though. He's like an uncle.
I went up to him and I was like,
Tony's definitely like an uncle to this band. He lets us do even well before I was in the band.
We've done video shoots in his basement.
And that basement at Tony's
before he offered
super
his candy.
Creepy.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know
before
this, but there is a basement under Tony V's, and it is terrifying, man.
Yeah,
and there's
it's
like
amazing.
A there's like a
hey,
hole.
Don't say too much.
It's got there's a boiler room.
Bro, there's that's like a hole in the floor say. That there's like a running
Building
river under, and it is so scary under there. But Tony's like he lets us do all kinds of stupid
it's
things.
It's like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Tony is the coolest guy. What's up?
So, okay, continue the story. So what'd you say to him?
Dude, you know what's funny is he was on one. Anybody else can look up what that
Tony
definition
is on
means.
One?
I went up to him, and I was like, I want six bands. Boom! Punched me in my nose.
Wow.
For Wingfest. I was like, and he was like, it's a big nose. that's what happened. Yeah.
That was a beautiful story, Professor Hex.
I literally have said so many things to him that I probably should have got punched in the nose for. This one, it was undeserving.
How
unwelcoming.
Tony,
his right
if you
hook
hear this.
Sucks.
Hey, make sure you
know,
double
actually,
up the power next time.
Tony, Tony punch tick pretty good. And it's in Band Wars. What was that like?
Tony V is the best club owner
that's
around, man.
That was great.
That guy is so awesome.
Okay, so, yeah.
This went left. That's amazing. Okay, so.
Anybody who's been to Tony V's knows what's up.
Yeah. Totally.
You guys are going to be playing there on October 26th for Shocktoberfest. So tell me about Shocktoberfest. What else is going down on Shocktoberfest?
Oh, dude, you know what? We're going to have to bust out that list. It's a two-day event. And while I'm busting this out, I want to openly brag about how cool Evelyn's Casket is. Because,
oh, yeah, they're a great band.
David Phantom is a good friend of ours, did some music with us, too, like some collab stuff. And I know they're playing.
Horror punk, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing great, too, man. They're just awesome. Hold on.
We figured it out, Kevin.
This is a screenshot, man.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Talk about
Kevin,
being prepared.
This is what I got to deal with.
So, Shocktoberfest. Yes, Kevin, you just asked me that, and it didn't take me no time
to find out.
So, aside from Evelyn's Casket, dude, day one's got Damned, I'm Cramped. it's got Doc from the Dead Vampires.
Nice.
Evelyn's Casket, you got 38 Coffin, Holy Hell, Gallowmaker, Frankenstein TNT, I love those guys, Shattered Lens, Day 2 has Nim Vind, also awesome band, Evelyn's Casket, Datura, Hades Machine is sick, some really dumb band called Cryptamnesia,
Boo,
Raw Dogs,
Ew, dude.
Me, Grimlock, Dark, Mystic Woods, what? Chenance? Schnace,
Tick of ghosts? Glasses.
I can't even and
Chance of ghosts?
No, it's C-H-N-A-C-E. Schnace.
Schnace of ghosts?
Schnace of ghosts.
Okay, I like Schnace of ghosts.
I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be Chance of ghosts.
I think that's a typo. Is it a typo?
Chance of ghosts.
Oh, sorry.
That sounds a little more
sorry, Schnace of ghosts. I didn't make this. And Van Butchel.
Okay, nice.
Van Butchel.
Okay, so here's my question for you guys. So growing up, what was your favorite costume as a kid? You know, before, you know, you metamorphosized into the Cryptamnesia creatures. What was your favorite actual costume as a little kid? And we'll start with you, man. Mine was a Wolverine costume, like the X-Men Wolverine.
See, I'm a little ahead of your time, I think.
Okay.
And it was Spider-Man, bro.
Nice, dude. Was it a maid costume or was it a store bought?
You know, I don't remember.
He said maid, like
but
a maid
mom made, my mom made everything. Made. Like she sewed all my clothes and stuff. So, 100%, it was probably
your mom
homemade.
Made it for you? That's awesome.
Oh yeah,
that's so awesome. Cute.
And Ticker, what about you? Favorite costume as a kid?
I wore a Sonic the Hedgehog outfit until I was too fat to wear it.
Okay.
Nice. I wore it like 5 years in a row to the point where like the arms are on my elbows and my little belly's hanging out. My mom's like, "You're not wearing that this year."
Aww.
And I was like, "Yeah, catch me first, bitch."
I'm 32, mom.
Yeah. So I had the Sonic outfit. I wore it all the time. I loved it. What about you, beautiful person?
I think my ultimate favorite was I wanted to be Marvin the Martian once, and my
space
mom,
modulator.
Oh yeah, dude. My mom, like Corey, dude. I grew up poor, man. She sewed all our shit, she made all our clothes, made all our costumes, and I wanted to be Marvin the Martian. And like, man, this is back in the 90s. They didn't have costumes like they have now. Like they got costumes for everything. You could be sandwich. You could be a piece of cheese. They got a costume for it. They had nothing like that back then. You know, you got like had at like Target or Kmart or whatever. So my mom, man, bless her soul, she was really creative, and she got this old school, those big bicycle helmets. You remember those ones that were just like ridiculously big, thick ones? And put the end of a broom on the top and like out of cardboard made me the skirt and it was the coolest ever. I thought I was him, you know, like I felt so That's cool right. in that awesome. Costume, man. Like shout out, mom.
Hold on. Let me guess for Professor Hecht, Keebler Elf, right?
No,
Gimli.
Call me an elf.
One more. Oh, he's an angry elf.
No, Rice and Krispies elf.
Look at you.
Mine was my first costume I remember was in fact a hobo.
Nice.
We were so poor that we actually stole it off a hobo.
Oh wow.
Shut up.
Hey, just get out of there, you're out.
I'm not joking, dude. I come from an inventive family.
That's amazing.
So
what about you, Kevin?
Can I say something really quick?
Yeah, sure.
Speaking of costumes,
this is another promo for Tony V.
He's my roll dog for everything.
Yeah.
In our other band, Burn Through Life, me and him, every year for Halloween, if we have a show, something. First year we did it, we were Mario.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Last year, we were
Buttman
70s
and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
Nice.
No, yeah, Buttman Adam West, Robin. Batman and Robin.
I was Robin.
Buttman.
Nice. He was Batman.
I am Batman.
What about you, Kevin? What
but
was
every
your
time?
He said Wolverine.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah,
sorry.
Come on.
Okay, so let's say you guys get like a whole bag full of the best candies. What are you reaching for first? What's your favorite candy? What's your favorite
Smarties?
Whiskey. Okay.
Wow. My wife's ass.
Okay.
I will be innocent.
They hand
and
that
say
out.
Snickers.
Snickers. Okay.
No, actually, mine was Twix. I love Twix.
I really, honestly, absolutely hate sweets. So, like, totally
lame.
Whiskey. Or I'll get a bunch of candy and I would trade it for whiskey or something.
Okay, there we go.
Nice.
At
what,
10.
7?
Well, I mean, when I was a kid, back then I would trade him for Pokemon cards.
There we go.
I thought you meant nowadays. If I could go trick or treating today, we should just do that.
That's why you get a 6-year-old kid.
Oh, you got one.
Would they give me candy?
I don't know. We could try. Let's find out. We should do that for
They'd
Bama.
Be scared not to.
I get all the crap candy.
And see, like, are we going to get, like, kicked off of porches, or are they going to get
candy? We got to start now.
What if they get top ramen candy? Or something? Like, I feel
My
bad
favorite
for
candy
you.
Is Reese's.
Reese's?
Would we get in trouble for filming it?
All right, guys, we're going to be...
That's my job.
Crypt Amnesia here on The Rock, and you can catch them at the Airport Tavern October 12th. That's down in Tacoma, or October 26th up in Everett for Shocktoberfest at Tony V's. And we just played a song called Phantom Orgasm. You guys are going to be working on some new music, is what you were saying, right?
Yes, we're so excited. It's been, as we mentioned earlier, it's been 3 years. So just for the record, this band has a tradition where we write an album every year, and we have it out by Hallow's Eve. But this year, we did a lot of picking up the pieces and rewriting some stuff and some new roles.
We're a little late
this time, but we have a really awesome concept we're working on right now that we're going to hopefully give to Napalm Records and Sumerian.
Can we say the name, or do we hold that back?
We can say it. It's going to be Reanimate, because it's very fitting. We're
kind of what you're doing. Yeah, reanimating you're bringing it back to life.
This pile of monsters, and I built it's it awesome. We like I said, a lot of the stuff we've been working on is inspired. Did a lot of research on Mick Gordon, Rammstein.
I definitely would say that the sound is a little more Mick Gordon sound as far as previous albums, as far as the guitar riffs and kind of a little heavier with some kind of eerie backdrop sounds going on.
Well, and some really rad synth.
Oh, yeah.
Some super,
so there's going to be a lot of new incorporated items within it.
Yeah. I think that's the way to say it. Less, items. There's a lot of collective items coming together in this new sound that are very spooky, yet very, very mad science-y. Like, definitely leaning heavy going forward with the mad science aspect of things. So.
Yeah, it's going to be crunchy. The concepts, like the titles, the ideas that we're singing about.
And also, I mean, in my opinion, a little reminiscent of like early 90s video game kind of like... feel to the music, as far as like if you think back to like Castlevania and those kind of games and that type of
super
music.
Ghouls and Goblins.
Yeah, exactly. So it's pretty cool.
There's gonna be some heavy bangers on there. I demand it.
You demand it. Okay, right
yeah.
on.
Yeah,
Professor Hex says so.
One thing that we've been talking about is the last couple albums we've done is really cool. Like Phantom Orgasm's like on that spectrum. I think it hits really hard.
It's
and that's
song.
What we want. Is we want that hook that people can like jump and enchant to, but still like really heavy, but meaningful. I know that song was not meaningful, but
right. Yeah, it was a bad example.
A lot of
but the hooks in the song are
yeah, the hook part
everybody's
all day,
getting at.
All day.
And Conti's gonna have a lot of really really beautiful, like haunting, clean vocals in the background. It's just gonna have a lot more layers going on. Like I said, theremin's gonna be cool because it's very Frankenstein. Woo!
Yeah,
you know, in all the right spots. Yeah, man, I can't wait. I think this is gonna be the best representation of like mad science in industrial metal that we've got so far.
Cool. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I can't wait.
I can't wait to start. I mean, we've already started writing. We got concepts. We got good songs. So,
yeah. Cool. We'll get back on the train of every year.
Yep.
So we're going to probably deliver some stuff late December, early next year. And then we'll be also back on next Halloween.
The Crypt Amnesia train will keep rolling.
That's right.
Newly reinvigorated with a vengeance.
Indeed.
Okay, so... You're at a video store. Let's pretend like there's still such a thing as video stores, right? So you're going through. Shout out to Scarecrow Video.
Blockbuster, you fool.
Okay, good. Because
so let's say we're at a video store back in the 90s, and we go to the horror section. What movie are you picking out to watch?
I'm going with Friday. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Halloween 1 or 2.
Halloween 1 or 2. What about 3 with the little kids dressed up in the Halloween costumes? It has nothing to do with...
Yeah, you mean the waste of time? Like, I don't know, man.
Not
it's
a fan
like
of that
weird
one.
Or actually, ritual going on. I was like, what is this? Like,
Night of the Witch. Season of the Witch.
It's
cool for what it is, but it has really nothing to do with that.
But it took away, like, the true beauty of Halloween to me is the fact that the man never runs. He doesn't get in a car, nothing. And you could... These guys get in a car car, they run across town, they might as well board a plane. And he's somehow there's a curtain blowing and you just know he's already there.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so absurd. I love it. It's a comedy, man. It's
I'm changing my answer to Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Soundtrack by the Dickies.
I brought out the comedy and the horror, yeah.
We met the creators of that. They were at Crypticon, awesome. Remember?
That was there.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys were
Crypt
cool.
Crypt Amnesia is a part of Crypticon?
Every year.
Absolutely.
We had a very fun time.
We met...
so was Band Wars. Yeah, we like are mad fans.
I sat
really
at the desk the whole
time.
Really
good friends with the owners, and we video all their Shiza. Can I say Shiza on the air?
That's
Does
fine.
That count? Oh, sure, well, if why I'm not? Only I had known, I'd just been cussing in like other languages the whole time. I would have probably saved you so much editing.
Yeah. I'm just the old school Frankenstein guy.
There we go.
I love the concept, and I've literally died twice in my life, and that's kind of like where the fascination of all that came from.
Well, you Frankenstein this band back together.
It's
you know?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, like
right.
seven
it's
times.
What I do.
That's great.
You know, any band out there... I would always tell, because there's, you know, like bands that I love that have said, it's so true. Like, if you really love something, you gotta just keep doing it.
Fight for it.
And there's so many times, this band has just been like so unlucky for a bit, but I think we finally found the knit, the group, because everyone here is really devoted. A lot of the people that we had to let go were not devoted, or they were a genuine problem for the band, and no one here is that. So, I'm really excited, and we just got to keep going. And it's make like I said, I don't know a lot of bands that get to sit on those record possibilities. You know, like we have these guys waiting for us, so we're just really excited to put this stuff together and give it to them.
I mean, decked out my whole garage, Crypt Amnesia style.
Dude, it's like a Crypt Amnesia. Playland.
It's like a haunted house, actually.
It's
you,
like MTV Crypt.
There's like spiderwebs hanging and everything. It's crazy.
You could call it a crypt.
Yeah, definitely a crypt.
Last but not least, what's a horror movie you're picking?
You know, so I had plenty of time to think about it. And as it was going around, I was like, that's good too. And then I came down to it and I realized the movie that scared me the most in those, the early 90s.
The one scaring the most.
You know, well, that I loved because it scared me so much was People Under the Stairs.
People Under the Stairs.
Yeah, that movie creeped me out as a kid and I loved it. So I
People
watched
Under
it.
People Under the Stairs.
Yeah.
I have not heard of that.
Oh, you have to watch it. Oh.
I love it.
You know, well, if we're talking about scare, the one that got me is one that doesn't get a lot of people because I'm absolutely mortified of little gray men. I'm so scared of aliens.
Yeah.
Wait, do I scare you right
now? I effing hate them. No.
I'm a little gray.
But you're not. Oh, that would have been mean. I'm not going to say that.
What about the.
It's the fourth goons. Kind.
Okay.
I hated that. It was terrifying.
I haven't seen that one.
It's not even for most people, but it's just when I see them, like. All on TV and being gray, and it just scares the crap out of me.
Wow.
What? Sorry. You're still laughing at Fraggle Rock? Mark, you were like, if I'm thinking of the scariest one, he's like, Fraggle Rock?
Nice. Crypt Amnesia, thank you guys for coming in. Again, they're going to be playing Airport Tavern October 12th in Tacoma, then October 26th at Tony V's in Shocktoberfest. Crypt Amnesia, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cast W, woo!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.